brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Blasting on the AM and FM dial, and of course, global shortwave and satellite XM 166. We are simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv right now. The video up on screen, CNBC dollar index headed for rapid collapse chart show. Yeah, that's not their opinion, that's the chart. And look at that chart. And that's what happens. They haven't done quantitative easing. That is giving themselves tens of trillions in about a year, as you can see there on the chart. So the dollar was going down over the last couple of years. Now they're starting it again. It's going back down. It's seesawing. But if you look at a 10-year graph, whether it goes up or down, overall it's going down. Same thing with every other major currency. This is all part of this insider-run market. And just amazing headline also from CNBC. Fed's QE infinity will push gold up to $2,400 an ounce, says Pro. We're going to be breaking that down in about 40 minutes. I've got a whole stack of economic news that we're going to be breaking down here. And then we'll have open phones in the third hour. I'll do nothing but phone calls in the third hour. Here today, coming up, we've got a lot of other news that we're going to be breaking down after the break when we go to break and come back with Paul Joseph Watson of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. He also, as you know, is a popular host of InfoWars Nightly News when he sits in at least once a week. And so he's going to be joining us coming up after the break because I wanted to get him on about a big article. In fact, it may have already gone up. I think it was supposed to go up by the time he was on with us at InfoWars.com. Dealing with bullets and the fact that the government has purchased even more bullets on top of the $1.4 billion and how that ties into all the other preparations for collapse. See, they're always talking about attacking Iran. They've been attacking Iran through proxy groups and terrorist groups and destabilization groups and Stuxnet worms and, you know, cyber-type attacks. But now it's all the domestic preparations. It's the economic meltdown accelerating. That's what adds in to this larger constellation of information. And that's why I feel a disturbance in the force, or the spidey sense, to use popular culture nomenclature. Watch your six, Big Daddy. Is what I'm saying to everybody out here, because we're getting a lot of flack. Those of us that promote liberty and freedom, we're seeing big pushes for cybersecurity that even CBS News, CNET reports will curtail freedom and tax the internet. I mean, it's just authoritarianism in general is rolling forward real fast. And it's not going to be good for anybody, including the elite long term. But they're so competitive, they're so paranoid, they're so dominant, that they want it all, because they don't really have a total world government yet. They're kind of jockeying for it. And as the world government gets built, there's different factions that never tear down the world government because they all see themselves at the top of the pyramid. As the pyramid's being built by us, the slaves, as we're building our own prison, the controllers, the engineers, the architects who are building different parts of it, and it's not perfectly built either. It's been built over time by corruption and greed and deception and think tanks and the science of control. As they prepare to complete it, they're now fighting more than ever over who's going to get to be at the top perch, like a bunch of cockatoos in a tree, quacking, squeaking and squawking and crowing, yelling. You watch all those Republicans in that Mother Jones video all around Romney, just, oh, the power, they can only climb the ladder higher, that would fulfill them. You will be fulfilled the moment you decide to stand with humanity, and not a second before that. You will never be fulfilled serving status. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up in about 40 minutes, I'm going to break down CNBC. Fed's QE infinity, that's a term I coined, will push gold up to $2,400 an ounce, says top pro and investment strategist at Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. And, of course, you saw months ago George Soros and a lot of the other top guys doubling their gold in a single day in Soros' case. We're going to be looking at all of that coming up. Also, FedEx is reporting that they're seeing the economy really fold. Their business is imploding. Again, this has been engineered, but they want to continue to basically con everybody so that they feel like and think that, oh, things will get better. No, no, it's designed to consolidate. Dollar index headed for rapid collapse. The chart, CNBC. Poll, are Americans too dependent on government? We're going to be going over some of that. Again, FedEx says economy is worsening, cuts outlook. That is just some of what we're going to be going over. Here is the poll out of Gallup that actually proves what Mitt Romney is being attacked for saying. And again, folks know that I'm not some big fan of Mitt Romney. But when he stands up for basic issues of truth, we have to defend him. Because if we just let his personality, that's unpopular with some, you know, be tied to free market, liberty, private property, the American system, then it's game over. But here's a Gallup poll. Majority in U.S. still say government doing too much. Okay, so people agree with that, but we have 60-plus percent of Democrats saying they want it to do more. We'll be going over some of those numbers again in the second or third of this second hour here today. We're going to be breaking all of that down. I mean, all Mitt Romney said, we played the clip last hour, this is the big news today, not that Obama and his controllers put al-Qaeda in control of Libya and Syria and turned it over control of Egypt to al-Qaeda light, and then now want us to give our rights up and our guns up because of the al-Qaeda threat that they have basically put in charge. No. The big issue is Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney said, hey, they're trying to get the public dependent so that they'll vote for big government. Oh, really? That's what a Democratic strategist have said for 80 years. I mean, that's not debatable. They want us dependent. And so do the Republicans. They go along with all this. Look at Bush and his no child, you know, left behind federalization of education, his prescription drug program, a giveaway to the big insurance companies and big pharma. Look at Romney writing the health care plan that Obama adopted because the insurance companies told him what to put together, which forces us to buy their products. So he wants to get elected claiming he's going to battle this collectivist takeover. My point is that it shows how far we've gone, that he's being attacked for pointing out what's true. But notice Mitt Romney said this in private to big donors. He didn't say that on the campaign trail. He would win hands down if he went out and talked like that right now. He would win hands down. And if he would go out and publicly speak and pledge to do that, well, then maybe we'd have a snowball chance in hell. But I'm being sarcastic, ladies and gentlemen. It's a snowball's chance in hell that he would ever actually even do any of this. The point is, though, that you're then forced to defend him because now it's un-American to not want half the public dependent on government. And again, once they pass that magic number of over 50%, and they tell us we're a democracy, 51% can take everything the rest of us have. That's why in a republic you can't do that. If the town votes 51% to take your farm with no compensation, they can't do it because that's robbery, because you have private property rights. But we don't anymore under this global system. And it isn't a bunch of welfare moms organizing this takeover. It's mega banks who are exempt from the collectivism they push on us. It's a corporate takeover we're facing against all the good corporations and private businesses and families and companies and institutions that want a level playing field and really want to compete and kick butt. Ladies and gentlemen, all over the country, we are put on AM and FM stations and end up defeating whoever we're up against. It's happened in just the last year, 5 cities with instant ratings. The people meters, the computers, instead of it being an Arbitron, which is owned by the Dutch, same group that controls Nielsen, has been proven to be a fraud. Well, now they have these Accumeters that have been really proving more accurate. They've got different companies doing it, but the point is, you know, we will destroy Rush Limbaugh. They'll put us on a station, say Orlando, 810 there, and they put us on the weekend, got really popular. So they put us on at night, it's really popular. They put us on for 1 year, a little over a year, in the day, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, Rush Limbaugh slot. And I never got that slot to go up against Rush Limbaugh. That's where Genesis put me. I thought 9 to midnight was the better slot, but they said, this is the slot we want you in. Then later they wanted me to do the nighttime slot, too. I did that for a while, and I've been offered all sorts of syndication things if I would do the nighttime 9 to midnight. I just can't do 2 shows a day, but the point is, maybe I should. I'm going to go to Paul Watson. The point is that we beat him. I mean, I'm talking about in just 6 months, they went from number 6 or number 7, depending on the demographic, to number 1. But it didn't matter because the local, you know, the big establishment sponsors didn't come through. And so they went back to a music format because that's what the elderly wanted in the area. number one in Orlando, and it just switched formats. Went there, spoke to 1,200 people. They turned away probably 500. I can go anywhere and speak to thousands. Much bigger than Glenn Beck when it comes to actual crowds of people. Right now, I can do that. But see, we're real. In this world, it isn't just about getting the top ratings. It isn't about winning the race. It's rigged to a great extent. But the internet has begun to change all of that and create more of a level playing field. And so the establishment is coming in trying to censor and control the web now because the system can't stand the fact that real intellect and real understanding can trump all of their big money and propaganda. Just an example. The show's exploding. We're getting new affiliates every week. It's just that you still always lose some by attrition as they sell or change formats. All right, we're going to cover that more at the end of the hour. Let's go right now to Paul Joseph Watson joining us. You can watch him if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. You can watch the Daily Radio Show with all of our guests. It adds a whole other element. And your membership, $5.95 a month, I should also add, funds what we're doing here at PrisonPlanet.tv. You also get the nightly news. And get to see folks like Watson here and see the documents and video clips, and adds a whole other dimension and then some to what we're doing. So be sure and check out PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all those members. Okay, Paul, I want to get into the whole geopolitical realm, what you've been researching, your take on the buildup for war, Al-Qaeda attacking embassies that our own government put in, what you think the grand stratagem is from your research. But first, after you're on today, the article will come out dealing with more bullet purchases and the whole domestic buildup. See, it's the police state buildup coupled with everything else that tells us we're in a very dangerous time. Give us your take on that, Paul Joseph Watson.
Hi, Alex. Good to be back. Yeah, basically, as many of the listeners will know, over the past 6 months, mainly the Department of Homeland Security, but also other federal agencies, have basically purchased bullets, rounds of ammunition in huge numbers. Before this recent purchase, which I'll talk about, they were up to 1.2 billion rounds of ammo purchased just in the last 6 months alone. And that's only the Department of Homeland Security. So now we've got a new story coming out shortly where the DHS has purchased a further 200 million rounds of ammunition. And an interesting detail of this story is the fact that a portion of it is blank ammunition, and in it they state that it's going to be used to train new snipers. That's why they're using blank ammunition, because they want to train them up for target practice. So
They've been blacking out a lot of these documents. This is on the federal purchase sites. The headline should be Homeland Security Training Army of Snipers. The fact that they're getting, counting last year, that's over $1.6 billion now that they're purchasing an additional $200 million. This year alone, in 8 months or 9 months, you're talking, this is just staggering, $1.2 billion. And you're saying they're purchasing ammo for snipers now. My God, Watson.
Well, yeah, it's blank ammunition for sniper training. So that's what they say it's for. But, yeah, as you said, they start to black out some of the numbers in some of the ammunition purchases on the Fed BizOps website, which anyone can go on and see what the federal government's buying. And then, of course, we had, people asked the DHS, why are you buying all these bullets? They refused to answer why. So then the Social Security Administration purchased, I believe it was 174,000 rounds of ammunition. And then the Associated Press and numerous other establishment media outlets came out and basically did a whitewash and said, this is, you know, the Social Security Administration has armed officers that go out and perform these duties. It's a relatively small amount of bullets for the whole country. Why is everybody getting in such a froth about it? There go the paranoid conspiracy theorists again. But in that article, in that Associated Press article, they failed completely to mention that simultaneously the DHS was purchasing, as he said, now it's a 1.4 billion rounds of ammo. So they completely ignored that in order to pass it off as a wild paranoid conspiracy theory.
Well, that's going to be coming up, by the middle of the next hour?
Yeah, I'll be getting that article up on Infowars.com.
All right, well, this is huge news. We're going to go to break and come back into the geopolitical, but I'm begging our listeners and our media friends out there in talk radio, you name it, to get this article Paul's putting out and get it out, because the media responded with thousands of articles in the last month saying we basically made all this up and we have all the proof, and straw manning it down to 174,000 rounds. We need to force this story back out and say, no, now it's sniper rounds. This is incredible.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
My friends, we are in the throes of a designed global meltdown, out of which chaos will erupt. Then the establishment will use that chaos as a pretext to bring in order. And let me tell you, it's creepy to have 500 news articles in one day over that, really. You can go to Google and see when it happened. I mean, for weeks on end, this has been going on for almost a month, saying that, you know, there's no bullets or it's only 174,000. always focusing in on that and saying we're making a big deal out of 174,000, when we're making a big deal out of 1.4 billion since last November till now, that's 10, 11 months, and now Watson's done the math just this year with an additional 200 million, a bunch of them for snipers. Just the magnitude of that, 1.6 billion. Billion. They are digging in like it's the end of the world. Now, I'm not saying it's the end of the world, but something's going on. Watson, I'm going to shut up because we only got you to 45 after that. I got to go to the financial news. But continuing with all the stuff going on in the world, I wanted to get you on a few days ago, but you were busy, so now you're here with us, about all these articles about Al-Qaeda and the jihadis and burning down American flags. Go over the news, but give me your gut, because I've learned over the years, knowing you 11 years, you've worked with us, you're a smart cookie, one of the smartest people I know. Especially for your age. What are you? You're not even 30 yet. Watson, what do you make of all this? I mean, what do you think is getting ready to happen?
Well, I think it's abundantly clear, if we want to take it from what happened last week, that the attack on the consulate in Benghazi and the killing of the ambassador had nothing whatsoever to do with this idiotic 13-minute YouTube video released by a convicted felon who was a former informant for the federal government. And it's not even a film. Nobody's actually seen the full film. It's a stupid 13-minute YouTube video. And, I mean, it's so bad you'd think it was supposed to be a comedy. I compared it to a situation where, you know, if the Muslims are rioting over this, then Christians should riot over Monty Python's The Life of Brian. I mean, that's how pathetic and ridiculous this video is. And actually, it's funny that you can get away with portraying Jesus as, you know, a paedophile, a rapist, whatever you like, in the West. People have made entire stage shows in London about it, and nobody batters an eyelid, but a badly made 13-minute YouTube clip supposedly insulting towards the Prophet Muhammad, when in fact all the insults were dubbed in afterwards, you can clearly see that, and the whole Middle East is in uproar. But the embassy attack, we know, was planned way in advance. US had prior knowledge, of course, because they armed and funded the very same people in Libya who carried it out. And it's the same people who flew Al-Qaeda flags over courthouses in Benghazi, the same people who are flying those same flags now, even as CNN says it's not the Al-Qaeda flag. They actually put out a report claiming that the black flag with white lettering isn't the Al-Qaeda flag when everybody recognizes that it is. So they're trying
to. It's so well known in the Middle East, it's like saying the Texas flag isn't the Texas flag. And, of course, don't forget your other report where the New York Times and CNN were saying that they were parading the ambassador through the streets trying to rescue him. And I heard that again on TV last night. They're still pushing it.
Now that you've got a bunch of guys sticking a camera in his face, shouting Allahu Akbar, giving each other high fives, fist pumping. And the New York Times came out and said, look, they were trying to rescue him. So they're trying to cover up the fact that these terrorists that the Obama administration put into power in Libya are now attacking your embassies, United States embassies. But that's not to say, on the flip side, that a huge number of these protests we now see around the Muslim world are not being driven by this stupid Mohammed film, because it's taken on a legend of its own. The media...
Well, by the media, exactly. By the media saying it was the cause, it's like a green light to go crazy.
Yeah, because a lot of these Muslim clerics are telling everyone to riot over it. You had the Hezbollah leader just yesterday saying everybody should go out and riot. And now they're talking about destroying classified documents at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. They're expecting that to be stormed in the coming couple of days. So it's partly contrived, but it's partly the fact that these Muslim leaders are telling their followers to riot. And that's stupid, because if they see how ridiculous and stupid this video is, you know, they wouldn't be fussed about it at all. So, and you know, it's been released by a federal informant, a convicted criminal that's worked with the U.S. government in the past. So I just find it interesting that these Muslims will attack embassies and riot over some sophomoric YouTube video, but largely stay silent, you know, when a million plus Iraqis get killed, or when, you know, the United States is helping to execute heads of states in places like Libya.
Well, it's like Americans get upset about football games. I mean, we've been trained to only get upset when the mainstream media tells us to. We'll be back to break more of this down with Paul Watson and get into the Iran situation. Is World War III looming?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends listening all over the United States and all across the planet, as well as ships at sea, we reach conservatively 10 million people via radio a week. And that's not even counting a bunch of other. In fact, I'm being conservative. It's way more than 10 million. It is a great honor. It is a great responsibility. We certainly don't have all the answers, and I'm not perfect, but I'm trying the best I can. I got a pure heart. I love God. I love freedom. People ask, who do I work for? I work for you. Because if you're going to have a good life, I'm going to have a good life. I believe in win-win. I want justice. I want a level. I want a level playing field. I want to be able to have a future for my children. It is just that simple. And when people lose track of that in a civilization, or when people just say, oh, that's the way it's always been, just let things be corrupt. When you give in to corruption, it's over. That said, we are so busy knocking it out of the park every day with just incredible interviews and reports and information and analysis, that we don't tend to hype the real magnitude of what we're about to present. In the last 2 weeks, we've been doing a big Agenda 21 investigation, that's involved three of my reporters and myself, or actually four of my reporters and myself. And tomorrow night on the Nightly News, we're going to air the findings of that. That includes the police being called on us, you name it. It's pretty wild. And the police showing up. But that's a side issue compared to the University of Texas interview that we were going to get last Friday with a professor, but we couldn't get it because the campus was evacuated with the bomb threat. They got the interview yesterday, and it is sensational. We got it with the professor that teaches sustainable development, Agenda 21, at UT, the professor. And, I mean, the nuclear family is bad. Well, it's in his words. And I'm trying to figure out with Aaron, who went up to all these local towns to show them taking over. It's a takeover. I'm trying to figure out how to combine Melissa Melton's piece with this. It'll be on the Nightly News tomorrow. And then it'll be on the radio Thursday. Thursday is going to be an original show, but it's going to be compilations of these new reports. Because I've got so many reports, I can't even put them all on the Nightly News. And then the Nightly News reaches millions every week. But each report, maybe only 200,000, 300,000 people total. So more and more, you're going to hear some of these reports here on the radio. But, I mean, I got a laundry list of new reports that we're going to be airing Thursday here. Tomorrow night, I'm going to record the intros to all these. So it'll be a special report Thursday. All right, let me go to Paul Watson, back to Paul Watson. Paul, you know, we saw churches blown up and burned, synagogues blown up and burned by Al-Qaeda, put in via NATO out of Turkey and Jordan. And then the media has it in the news, but it's in the back of the paper. And then we're unpatriotic if we don't support Al-Qaeda, blowing up churches, desecrating crosses, dressing up in Orthodox priest outfits. You know what? Free rein has been given to attack Christians. And here's the deal. I don't sit there and attack Muslims in general. This clash of civilizations is being orchestrated. But the Muslims do take some of the blame and need to understand that running off wildly to decry Christians all day and desecrate crosses and all this is offensive. And I think that's where you were starting to go. Where is the media, when you did the reports, showing Al-Qaeda's own videos blowing up churches and desecrating crosses? Again, it's not just the radical Muslims. It's the scum that runs our country. They're anti-Christian. And they're giving the Muslim extremists free rein to walk all over us, Paul.
Well, I mean, that's the point. These extremists are a very tiny minority of Muslims. Most Muslims actually like Christianity. They want to get along with people. I mean, the Pope's visiting the Middle East this week, and there's pictures everywhere of Muslims posing with the Pope, posing with photographs of the Pope. But you don't see that in the media. It's not up there because they're pushing this clash of civilizations. But as you said, a lot of the Muslims actually have to harbour some of the blame because they're going out and doing this rioting. They're being told to do it by their leaders. And most of them haven't even seen the stupid video that's causing it all. But how it ties into Iran, which is what you were getting into before the break. You remember, I think it was last year, we had the story where basically the neocons came out through a number of different publications and offered Obama a deal. They basically told him, if you throw America's weight behind the Israeli attack on Iran, we will support you. That's what they said. Now in the last few weeks, as it appears that, you know, Obama's starting to get cold feet, refuses to meet with Netanyahu on this scheduled Iran attack as all the big armadas and ships sail towards there. It seems that this contrived phony outrage in the Middle East is being pushed for that exact purpose, to crucify Obama on his failed foreign policy as a last, you know, desperate push for the neocons to get their man in. So it is a kind of jockeying for position amongst the two-party gang system, as Webster Tarpley said on your show a couple of days ago. And I had that thought last week, that it appears as though they're trying to make Obama appear like Jimmy Carter because he's starting to get cold feet on the Iran attack. And it's a last gasp effort by the neocons. Because if you look at the actual betting, not the polls, the polls in America show Obama has been in front with a lead of about 3 points. That's probably narrowed in the past couple of weeks. But if you look at the actual betting websites, and it's illegal to bet on the US presidential election in the United States, but the UK bookies rarely get it wrong. And they're saying that Obama has a 70% chance of winning the election, and Romney's down at 30%. So if you look at the actual betting figures, it seems clear that Obama's the favorite, and this contrived outrage was an attempt by the neocons to sacrifice him on his foreign policy, turn him into a figure of ridicule, Jimmy Carter-style figure, and that's where it's going. And again, they're using the radical Muslims to do it.
Well, look, I'm not obviously in the lesser of two evils or pick your poison, you know, cherry-flavored cyanide or grape-flavored cyanide, but you've still got to look at these two guys and the power structure behind them. And Obama, it's a bunch of Chicago globalist, anti-gun, anti-family, socialist, you know, Agenda 21 in hyperwarp, which I absolutely hate and just loathe. So it's like asking me, do I want to jump in a wood chipper or do I want to, you know, jump into a giant vat of piranhas? And either one looks equally horrible. And then you've got Romney over there, who at least has some good rhetoric on issues, but we know is bad news. And he's got the neocons all behind him, who are absolutely torture, secret arrest, warrantless spy wars, false flags. And then, you know, there's electronic voting fraud. Romney just a week or two ago was starting to beat Obama in polls. Now, because the media running these faux pas hoaxes, you know, he's fallen behind. And at a cynical level, for talk radio, gun sales, what, you know, we do, if I was just a business guy, I'd say, oh, I want Obama back in. But I'm morally, because people will go to sleep once Romney gets in. But then I kind of fantasize and think, oh, maybe Romney isn't too bad. Maybe he'll get in and be better. So I think, oh, I want Romney. Overall, I want Romney at a subconscious level, if I consciously think about it, Paul. Because, there's this idea of Bush was bad, maybe Obama will be better. Even though I knew Obama was going to be horrible and I didn't support him over McCain, I still hoped maybe, you know, he would end the wars and not torture everybody. But then he expanded this, as Chris Edge has said. The Pulitzer Prize winner suing over NDA, and we have some news on that. And so, you know, now you just kind of hope, well, maybe Romney, maybe we'll change, you know, rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic. But I think that answers my question. It's all rearranging deck chairs. I want your take on that, Paul, but here is this really serious news. Obama wins right to indefinitely detain Americans under NDAA. This is out of RT. It's getting almost no news. It happened late last night. A lone appeals judge bowed down to the Obama administration late Monday and reauthorized the White House's ability to indefinitely detain American citizens without charge or due process. But notice this is nowhere in the, quote, liberal press because they don't want to point out he's not a liberal. Last week, a federal judge ruled the temporary injunction on Section 1021 of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2012 must be made permanent, essentially barring the White House from ever enforcing a clause in the NDAA that can let them put any U.S. citizens behind bars indefinitely over mere allegations of terrorist associations. On Monday, the U.S. Justice Department asked for an emergency stay on the order, and hours later, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit Court of Richmond, Raymond Lawyer, agreed to intervene and place a hold. But it's only a hold. But that's still terrible, terrible news. I mean, this is so clearly absolute, pure, take him away to the dungeon, imperious tyranny. I mean, this is the criminals confessing to their criminal intent, to their tyranny, Paul.
Well, it's amazing, isn't it, that Obama signed this into law on New Year's Eve while everyone was out partying drunk. He put in a meaningless signing statement saying, I'm not going to use this against American citizens. He then repeated that about a week ago in that interview with Ben Swan. He said, we're never going to use it against Americans. And now they appealed. It got struck down by a federal judge in New York that you can't indefinitely detain American citizens. The Obama administration, within hours, immediately appealed it. And now, as you just said, they've got it overturned again. So it's all about hiding behind this smoke and mirrors of trendy, you know, feel-good liberalness. And they're the ones all along pushing it. In fact, when it was passed, Levine in the Congress said that it was the Obama administration that specifically demanded the indefinite detention provisions pertain to American citizens. They tried to take out the language. The Obama administration said no. So they've been pushing it all along, and it's no surprise that they've, you know, bitten back against this New York judge's ruling.
Well said, Paul. Thank you for coming on and reporting here on the radio for us. I know you'll be doing the nightly news later this week. And we appreciate all the fine reportage you and your brother, as the dynamic duo, are engaged in over there at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net, one of the auxiliary sites. Any other tidbits you'd like to add? And again, what's the ETA on your 200 million bullet story?
ETA is probably about an hour from now. Just wanted to throw in a last thing about Syria, because it all ties in. Basically, we had the article the other day, Syrian rebels burn U.S. flag. And it illustrated the fact that these rebels are gleefully accepting their role as, you know, NATO and U.S. pawns on this grand chessboard. Because the situation in Syria boils down to the fact that, as Dr. Jack Beres of Doctors Without Borders reported about a week ago, and this is an independent organization, he was actually in Aleppo treating the opposition fighters, the opposition militants. And he said that 60% of them, 60% were not Syrian. They were foreign fighters. So, you know, imagine for a moment that China sends in PLA troops to radicalize and arm Occupy Wall Street protesters in America, or Tea Party insurgents, whichever you like. And suddenly you've got 40% of Americans backed up by 60% Chinese PLA troops attacking government buildings, you know, carrying out bombings, assassinations. Would that be a genuine, organic, grassroots American revolution? Well, no, it would be a hostile takeover by a foreign nation. And whether you support them or not, the U.S. government would be within their rights to repel that with all the force. And yet, the establishment media tells us that these Syrian rebels, most of whom in some cities, not all, aren't even Syrian, that it's an organic grassroots revolution of protesters and demonstrators who have, you know, just by accident, I suppose, commandeered tanks and fighter jets and are attacking the government. Imagine if that happened in America, what the reaction would be. And again, you've had the Guardian reporting that Al-Qaeda meets with them, trains them how to make bombs, trains them how to carry out terror attacks. You've had other British reporters who say most of the accents these rebels had were not foreign. Some of them were English. They've got Muslims from Birmingham who are actually fighting on the side of the rebels. So how that can even be called an organic uprising from within the country when
it's purely a proxy invasion. Great job, Paul Watson. Again, about an hour from now, your big report will be on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I don't know the headline to go with. Let's not give it out on the air yet, but DHS now buying 200 million rounds, sniper rounds, or DHS has now purchased 1.2 billion in just the last year, or DHS is purchasing an additional 200 million rounds, now up to 1.6 billion in the last year. I mean, or it's all just incredible. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Alex.
Just absolutely amazing. Okay, I want to get into some economic news here, but I first want to show this graph that Breitbart.com is reporting on here. And this is why mainstream media is supporting web shutdowns, free speech shutdowns, because they can't compete. And I want to show you a graph here. This is newspaper advertising revenue adjusted for inflation 1950 to 2012. And you can see here web advertising in the thinner line, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, is only a little bit above print collapse. There is a close to total collapse of newspaper revenue, both online and in print. Though in alternative media, even though we're in a depression, advertising revenue is up. And why is that? It's because no one trusts you or no one believes you. And that's unfortunate, because most news in the newspaper is pretty accurate. There was this much rain today. We need local newspapers. We need local boots on the ground. We need the professionalism of the old journalistic system. But I mean old 100 years ago, 50 years ago. What we have today, politically, what's giving the rest of news a bad name is the politicos at the press club, at the press briefings, that regurgitate what they're told and that repeat what they're told. That's what's destroying it. So it's not just the economy that's causing this. Okay, let's continue here, getting into the economy. We're going to skip this break because this is so important, this network break. Feds, QE Infinity, will push gold up to $2,400. That's CNBC. And they're saying that the quantitative infinity, they believe in the next year, will raise the price of gold to $2,400. That's Francisco Blanche, very respected global investment strategist with the Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, in a note to clients. Now, again, given the new open-ended nature of QE3, the upward pressure on gold prices should continue until employment is strong enough to require a change in policy, which isn't happening. Let's shift gears here. Now to other economic news that's here in my stacks. I have the report here. This is also out of CNBC. Dollar index headed for rapid collapse. Here's the chart. And it shows the dollar plunging massively in just the last few weeks. You can see that there on the chart. Dollar index headed for rapid collapse. Quantitative easing is really another word for currency wars. A weak U.S. currency puts continued pressure on the Japanese yen, the Chinese yuan, the South Korean won, the Australian dollar, and other currencies. Cheap money also fuels speculation. This money quickly drifts into commodity markets. Absolutely, driving up prices even more. So this is economic warfare, not just against foreign governments, but against the people of every country, including ours. And that's CNBC saying what Webster Tarpley said on the show yesterday, what Max Kaiser said. This is global bankers waging war on everyone. It's full-spectrum war. They go fund the Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, but not just there, in Afghanistan and Iraq. Because if you want to be there to have a war, I was talking to some military guys just yesterday. They were saying, yeah, you're absolutely right. When we went into Baghdad, we were ordered to drive right past the armament depot so resistance could get it, so we'd have an excuse to stay there for no-bid contracts. Yeah. The globalists go start wars and create these groups so they have an excuse to go in. They run both sides. This has gone on for hundreds of years, but now it's scientifically done. That's why they caught British, Israeli, and U.S. mercenaries, including British special forces, not just mercenaries. That was the London Guardian, dressed up as Sunnis killing Shiites and shooting at U.S. troops, because you've got to have a war to have $15 million blue tarps that really cost $100. It's criminal looting. These wars are like a bank robber going and setting fire to the local church so that the police are all at the church fire while they rob the bank. They go create the Al-Qaeda so they can go in and take over these countries, and then they think you're so stupid they move the Al-Qaeda to the next country. Then they use the Al-Qaeda to kill the ambassador. I mean, they think you're so stupid. Continuing here, FedEx says economy is worsening, cuts outlook. Well, again, people ask, well, Alex, why'd you buy gold at $260 an ounce? Why'd I do it? Because I knew that they were beginning a policy of devaluing the currency 11 years ago. And now here we are. The dollar in just 11 years has lost massive amounts of its value. Depending on the chart, it varies. Everybody knows that's happened. Now it's accelerating that loss, and other currencies are, and commodities, because of the speculation of all our tax money that's given to foreign banks. They go, we'll fix the economy, give us tens of trillions more to their operatives who they put in the governments. Not just ours, but every government. This is global government. It's mega banks robbing you and giving tiny amounts of chicken feed to the welfare crowd so they think the government's their friend, so they can have them vote to take the rest of our money. FedEx says economy is worsening and says that, yeah, their shipping is going way down, and that's a great gauge of the economy, even going into the Christmas season. And so they're cutting their outlook. I want to bring Ted Anderson up because he's been talking about this forever. You know, when gold went up to almost 2,000, I didn't sell it. When silver went up to 50, I didn't sell it, even though I'd bought most of that silver at $5. And what have I been doing when gold was driven down to 1,500? I was buying it and silver. A little bit here, a little bit there. You see, because I knew the laws of economics. And so, yeah, George Soros started buying a month ago. I said, watch it go up. Gold's up again today. Gold's up, what, $200 in the last few weeks? Because the dollar's being driven down and all commodities are going up. This is an economic war of wealth transfer happening. How do you protect yourself? Well, I believe you do it by getting gold and silver. Let's bring Ted Anderson up here for a report on this. Ted, I know we don't have a lot of time here, and the next hour is coming up. I promise to have open phones and cover all this. But with what's happening in the Middle East, with what's happening in the dollar, when CNBC and Merrill Lynch sound like Alex Jones and Ted Anderson, I mean, the writing's on the wall. When the big wigs are saying don't buy gold while they're quietly buying it, not wanting us to know, because it exposes what they're doing. I mean, I believe now is the time to buy gold and silver. What's your take on this, and give us today's specials at Midas Resources?
Well, you're exactly right. You're talking about a currency war, and James Rickards has a great book out on that. You should read it. But, yeah, that's what's going on right now. The United States is trying to lower the value of the dollar, export our inflation overseas. It's coming right back in the form of commodities, and gold is taking the hit right now because it's up. Right now at $4.90, been as high as 1774.70 today. Currently, right now trading at 1768.40. And like you said, I mean, when you have MSNBC or CNBC, reporting that Merrill Lynch is saying that we're going to have $2,400 gold because they don't see, I mean, this quantitative easing thing that they're looking at now, rather than ending at a certain point in time, they're just going to say, when we see the numbers turn right, then we're going to change this. Well, they're saying that, you know, the unemployment figures aren't going to come back. Not like they're, you know, not at any time soon. They're talking about 2014, that they're looking for $2,400 gold, 2,000 before the end of this year. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. Alex, that book and silver dollar deal that we put together with the Obama deception, the American dream, and the dishonest money book, that particular offer, I had to raise it to $72, still way below what you'd buy silver dollars for. And when you add in the books and the videos, I mean, it's just a monster.
Well, let's explain, Ted. Let's explain. Two silver dollars, you're going to be hard-pressed to find two silver dollars for $72, 2 1-ounce silver coins of this quality, or any quality for that matter, and a free Obama deception, and an American dream exposing the Federal Reserve, incredible film, and the dishonest money book. I mean, that book's $20 right there. Three free gifts and silver at cost or below as a loss leader. I mean, this is the definition of loss leader. It was 63 last week. It's 72 now. Take advantage. And when you call, ask for the Alex Jones radio specials. There's a whole spectrum of the day special of gold and silver at prices that are even lower than Ted has on the Internet. Okay, I mean, the Alex Jones specials are the lowest, 800-686-2237. And even if you've already bought the silver dollars, you just want more at that price, give the books, give the videos to others, even if you've already ordered one. If I was simple, how many can people buy? Can they buy one or two, or how many of this deal can they buy?
We just make sure that we're sending them to new people. You know, it would drive me broke if somebody just ordered 100,000 of them for himself. So we do limit it to one per customer, but we do ask for, you know, just this one's for my son, this one's for my, you know, my dad, whatever. But, you know, that's how you
order. Yeah, 800, yeah, you lose money on this. You lose, what, about $30? You're crazy. 800-686-2237, crazy like a fox. What a free marketer there. How do you win in this market? Well, just it's free, folks. You get the books, the book and the video is free. 800-686-2237. Ted, I want to talk about what QE3 will do in your view for 5 minutes. Then we're going to open the phones up to calls.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.